It's Thursday, October 15th, and no matter where you are, you're on Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Spare some good thoughts right now for the folks in Bastrop County who are, for the second time in 5 years, battling epic fires. So far, 4,200-plus acres involved in what's being called the Hidden Pines Fire. It is far from contained. At least 9 homes have been burned, scores more in danger. Governor Abbott is there. A disaster has been declared. This will trigger additional resources for firefighters and ultimately for recovery efforts. But look, that latter bit, that phase still seems a ways off. The good news, no injuries, but it is a fire so intense and geographically large that the plume of smoke can be seen from space, stretching from just east of Bastrop City up into Williamson County, which is about 50 miles away. Reporter Ben Philpott of KUT Austin is in Bastrop County right now, where the smell and the sights are all too familiar. Ben, I know you've talked with folks who lived through 2011. How do they compare that event with what they're experiencing right now?
Well, you know, I talked to one guy yesterday who just said that at the very least, this helped him understand what was important. The 2011 fire, that is, helped him understand what's important, what can be replaced, and how to move on. And so when it came time for him to be evacuated again this year, he said he knew exactly what he needed to grab and, you know, was emotionally able to let go of everything else in the house and leave.
Is it at all clear what might have caused this blaze?
No, I have not heard any of the sheriffs or fire people out here describing that yet. Other than, you know, I mean, it could be anything from somebody flicking a cigarette out their car on the side of the road to you know, a piece of farm equipment hitting a rock.
Sure. It's just been so dry out there. You know, early yesterday morning, though, Ben, I heard that this was almost halfway contained. What happened?
Wind shifts. That's what they were saying at a press conference yesterday, actually. The wind shifted about 90 degrees at one point, which just all of a sudden pushed the fire in a way that they were not quite ready for. And then it shifted another 25, 30 degrees later in the day. And that just kind of, you know, made, as they were saying yesterday, just pushed it all over the place and made it harder for them to contain.
Yeah, it sounds like it might have caught some folks by surprise as well. So far, Bastrop itself doesn't appear to be in danger. But I've been hearing from some firefighters that the fires are moving westward. Is there any concern that any towns or large settlements might be in the direction of this fire?
At the moment, they're estimating that around 150 or so homes are in danger of this fire. So, you know, those are their initial lines right now that they're trying to protect those neighborhoods. It would have to shift pretty well to the west to start to get into the more populated areas of Bastrop. But of course, right now their focus is those 150 homes that they think are in the immediate danger.
Right now, it does seem to be a smaller geographical area than the 2011 fire, and fingers crossed there. Ben Philpott is with KUT News covering the fires in Bastrop County. Joining us now, Tom Spencer of the Texas A&M Forest Service. Tom, weather has not been cooperating here. I thought this was supposed to be an especially wet fall for Texas. What happened?
Yeah, that's kind of caught everyone by surprise. You know, the normal expectation was in an El Nino, which we are in, that you would expect a wet fall. It's kind of threw everybody off when we got the dry weather. There are still forecasting that that will bring moisture to the area, hopefully sooner rather than later. But at least in the time being, we're still looking at more dry weather, at least through the weekend. You know, possibly have some good winds and stuff over there today, so that's going to cause them some issues. So at least through the weekend, though, it looks to be dry in that area.
The last thing that I had heard was something around 15% contained. That doesn't sound good. I mean, are we talking about having to fight this fire for...
That's not necessarily an indication of how much fire line they've put in to try to stop the fire.
Explain that, if you would.
That's more like, you know, they've put in and they would put a line in and then it would spot over and then it would escape containment. And so then they'd had to put more line in. So they're really fighting to try to stop the spread of the fire. It's just that because of the low relative humidity and the dryness of the fuels, you know, you throw if a tree catches on fire and throws sparks up in the air and the wind carries it, and then it falls back down on that fuel, it starts up real easy because of how dry the fuels are. And so that's what they're battling over there. You know, they're really putting in a lot of fire lines to try to contain it. It's just that it's escaping containment, particularly during the afternoon when the winds kicked up. But that 15% containment figure is not really an indication of how hard they're working or how much flying they put in.
Tom Spencer is head of predictive services at Texas A&M Forest Service. Thank you very much for speaking with us, Tom.
Have a good day.